Well, good morning. It is May 22nd, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. I am currently on a daycation with my wife today in Block Island because today is our 14th anniversary. And so praise God for that, and I just praise God for my wife, and I'm so thankful for her. And so that's why you're getting the pre-record today, so enjoy it. But that said, today on May 22nd, we're going to be picking up in Numbers 31. We're going to read Psalms 75 and 76, and then we're going to read Isaiah 23, and then we are going to start the book of 1 John today, 1 John chapter 1. So let's get into the word today. Numbers chapter 31. Numbers 31. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take full vengeance for the sons of Israel of the Midianites. Afterwards you will be gathered to your people." Moses spoke to the people, saying, "Arm men from among you for the war, that they may go against Midian to execute the Lord's vengeance on Midian. 1,000 from each tribe of all the tribes of Israel you shall send to the war." And so there were furnished from the thousands of Israel 1,000 from each tribe, 12,000 armed for war. Moses sent them 1,000 from each tribe to war, and Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, to the war with them, and the holy vessels and the trumpets for the alarm in his hand. And so they made war against Midian, just as the Lord had commanded Moses, and they killed every male. They killed the kings of Midian, along with the rest of their slain, Evi, and Rechem, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba, the five kings of Midian. They also killed Balaam, the son of Beor, with the sword. The sons of Israel captured the women of Midian and their little ones and all their cattle and all their flocks and all their goods and that they plundered. Then they burned all their cities where they lived and all their camps with fire. They took all the spoil and all the prey, both of man and of beast, and they brought the captives and the prey and the spoil to Moses and to Eleazar the priest and to the congregation of the sons of Israel to the camp of the plains of Moab, which are by the Jordan opposite Jericho. Moses and Eleazar the priests and all the leaders of the congregation went out to meet them outside the camp. Moses was angry with the officers of the army, the captains of the thousands, the captains of the hundreds who had come from the service of the war. And Moses said to them, "Have you spared all the women? Behold, they caused the sons of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to trespass against the Lord in the matter of Peor. And so the plague was among the congregation of the Lord. Now, therefore, kill every man, male among the little ones, and kill every woman who has known man intimately. But all the girls who have not known man intimately, spare for yourselves. And you, camp outside the camp for 7 days. Whoever has killed any person, whoever has touched any slain, purify yourselves, you and your captives, on the third day. On the seventh day, you shall purify for yourselves every garment and every article of leather and all of the work of goat's hair and all the articles of wood." Then Eleazar the priest said to the men of war who had gone out to battle, "This is the statute of the Lord, the statute of the law which the Lord has commanded Moses. Only the gold and the silver, the bronze, the iron and the tin and the lead, everything that can stand the fire, you shall pass through the fire, and it shall be clean, and it shall be purified with water for impurity. But whatever cannot stand the fire, you shall pass through the water. You shall wash your clothes on the seventh day and be clean, and afterwards you may enter the camp." Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "You and Eleazar, the priests, and the heads of the father's households of the congregation, take account of the booty that was captured, both of man and animal, and divide the booty between the warriors who went out to battle and all the congregation. Levy a tax for the Lord from the men of war who went out to battle, 1 in 500 of the persons and of the cattle and of the donkeys and of the sheep. Take it from their half and give it to Eleazar the priest as an offering to the Lord. From the sons of Israel half, you shall take 1 drawn out of every 50 of the persons of the cattle, of the donkeys and of the sheep, from all the animals, and give them to the Levites who keep charge of the tabernacle of the Lord." Moses and Eleazar the priest did just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Now the booty that remained from the spoil which the men of war had plundered was 675,000 sheep, 72,000 cattle, and 61,000 donkeys, and of human beings, of the women who had not known man intimately, all the persons were 32,000. The portion of those who went out to war was as follows. The number of sheep was 337 6,500, and the Lord's levy of the sheep was 675, and the cattle were 36,000, from which the Lord's levy was 72, and donkeys were 30,500, from which the Lord's levy was 61, and the human beings were 16,000, from whom the Lord's levy was 32 persons. Moses gave the levy, which was the Lord's offering, to Eleazar the priest, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. As for the sons of Israel, half, which Moses separated from the men who had gone out to war, now the congregation's half was 337,500 sheep, 36,000 cattle, 30,500 donkeys, and then the human beings were 16,000. And from the sons of Israel's half, Moses took one drawn out of every 50, both of man and of animal, and gave them to the Levites, who kept charge of the tabernacle of the Lord, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then the officers who were over the thousands of the armies, the captains of thousands, the captains of hundreds, approached Moses, and they said to Moses, "Your servants have taken a census of men of war who are in our charge, and no man of us is missing. And so we have brought as an offering to the Lord what each man found: articles of gold, armlets and bracelets, signet rings, earrings and necklaces, to make atonement for ourselves before the Lord." Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold from them and all kinds of wrought articles, all the gold of the offering which they offered up to the Lord from the captains of the thousands and the captains of the hundreds was 16,750 shekels. The men of war had taken booty, every man for himself. And so Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold from the captains of thousands and of hundreds and brought it to the tent of meeting as a memorial for the sons of Israel before the Lord. That was Numbers 31. Let's move on over to our next reading today, Psalm 75 and 76. Psalm 75 and 76. Psalm 75. For the choir director, set to Al-Tasheth, a psalm of Asaph, a song. We give thanks to you, O God, we give thanks. For your name is near. Men declare your wondrous works. When I select an appointed time, it is I who judge with equity. The earth and all who dwell in it melt. It is I who have firmly set its pillars. I said to the boastful, "Do not boast," and to the wicked, "Do not lift up the horn. Do not lift up your horn on high. Do not speak with insolent pride. For not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the deserts come exaltation. But God is the judge. Put down one and exalt another. For a cup is in the hand of the Lord, and the wine foams. It is well mixed, and he pours out of this. Surely all of the wicked of the earth must drain and drink down its dregs. But as for me, I will declare it forever. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob, and all the horns of the wicked he will cut off, but the horns of the righteous will be lifted up. Psalm 76. For the choir director on stringed instruments, a song of Asaph, a song. God is known in Judah. His name is great in Israel. His tabernacle is in Salem. His dwelling place also is in Zion. There he broke the flaming arrows, the shield and the sword and the weapons of war. You are resplendent, more majestic than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted were plundered. They sank into sleep, and none of the warriors could use his hands. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both rider and horse were cast into dead sleep. You, even you, are to be feared. And who may stand in your presence when once you are angry? You caused judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment to save all the humble of the earth. For the wrath of man shall praise you. With a remnant of wrath you will gird yourself. Make vows to the Lord your God and fulfill them. Let all who are around him bring gifts to him who is to be feared. He will cut off the spirit of princes. He is feared by the kings of the earth. That was Psalm 75 and 76. Move on over to Isaiah chapter 23. Isaiah 23. Isaiah 23. The oracle concerning Tyre. Wail, O ships of Tarshish, for Tyre is destroyed without house or harbor. It is reported to them from the land of Cyprus. Be silent, you inhabitants of the coastland, you merchants of Sidon. And messengers crossed the sea and were on many waters. The grain of the Nile, the harvest of the river, was her revenue, and she was the market of nations. Be ashamed, O Sidon, for the sea speaks, the stronghold of the sea, saying, "I have neither travailed nor given birth. I have neither brought up young men nor reared virgins." When the report reaches Egypt, they will be in anguish at the report of Tyre. Pass over to Tarshish. Wail, O inhabitants of the coastland. Is this your jubilant city, whose origin is from the antiquity? Whose feet used to carry her to colonize distant places, who has planned this against Tyre, the bestower of crowns and merchants, were prince, whose merchants were princes, whose traders were the honored of the earth. The Lord of hosts has planned it to defile the pride of all the beauty, to despise all the honored of the earth. Overflow your land like the Nile, O daughters of Tarshish. There is no more restraint. He has stretched out his hand over the sea. He has made the kingdoms tremble. The Lord has given a command concerning Canaan to demolish its strongholds. He has said, you shall exult no more, O crushed virgin, daughter of Sidon. Arise, pass over to Cyprus. Even there you will find no rest. Behold, the land of the Chaldeans, this is the people which was not. Assyria appointed it for desert creatures. They erected their siege towers. They stripped its palaces. They made it ruin. Wail, O ships of Tarshish, for your stronghold is destroyed. Now in that day, Tyre will be forgotten for 70 years, like the days of one king. At the end of 70 years, it will happen to Tyre as in the songs of the harlot. Take your harp, walk about the city, O forgotten harlot. Pluck the strings skillfully, sing many songs that they may be remembered. It will come about at the end of the 70 years that the Lord will visit Tyre, and then she will go about back to her harlot's wages, and will play the harlot with all the kingdoms on the face of the earth. Her gain and her harlot's wages will be set apart to the Lord. It will not be stored up or hoarded, but her gain will become sufficient food and choice attire for those who dwell in the presence of the Lord. That was Isaiah chapter 23. Move on over to the book of 1 John. We're going to start 1 John today, 1 John chapter 1, for our final reading. 1 John chapter 1. What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life, and the life was manifest, and we have seen and testified and proclaimed to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifest to us. What we have seen and heard we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. These things we write so that our joy may be made complete. This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sins. If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Well, amen. That was our reading today for May 22nd, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me today. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction as usual. If you've fallen behind for a couple days, let me encourage you to catch up. Try and maybe do two a day in order to catch up, or whatever you need to do. Just encourage you to keep on plugging away in the Word, develop that discipline of just being in the Word each and every single day. Again, thank you guys for tolerating me doing this with pre-recording. I am thankful for that. I mean, once in a while, I just can't be in two places at once. But today, again, I'm enjoying Block Island with my wife, 14 years married, and I praise God for her. But that said, let's close with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for another day that you granted to us. Lord, I thank you for your goodness to us, your grace. Lord, I would pray that you would just help us to walk in the light as you are in the light today. Help us to honor you, Lord, as holy. Help us to honor you as the great God that you are. And Lord, that you would just get all of the glory for how we live our lives. Lord, we do not wish to walk in darkness. We do not wish to walk in the ways of the world, Lord. We want to live in your ways. And so, Lord, honor yourself through us, to Lord, today, I pray. Lord, I know many are away, many are traveling over this week especially. Lord, I would just pray, God, that you would just grant your traveling mercies to them. And, Lord, just give them a good time away, Lord, including myself and my wife. Lord, give us a good time, Lord, we pray. Lord, we love you and we praise you and we give you this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody. See you tomorrow live, Lord willing.